This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The airwaves, bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire with you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
We've been talking about the socialist economy of Venezuela. And it's hard to really call it an economy. I mean, it's so broken right now. It's in real bad shape. Thanks to the government, although the government there is blaming a shadowy cartel of mafias and governments that are trying to extrapolate hundreds of millions of banknotes or of these 100 Bolivar notes from the country. We can tell you more about that coming up here. Plus, Daryl, you dug a little deeper on the auctions that you won. It turns out some of those Bolivar are coming from Caracas, Venezuela.
Yes, they are.
That you ordered on eBay to help contribute to the downfall of the socialist nation there.
I'm actually trying to help somebody out by getting them some U.S. dollars so that they can actually eat.
But the way the government would see it is that you're trying to destroy the state.
The sooner it collapses, this socialist thing, it's just going to get a whole lot better for the common people.
Absolutely. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Dale listening in West Virginia on your phone. Go ahead, Dale. Hello, Dale.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. So I just wanted to hear what your opinion was on Trump.
Well, Daryl and I have been on this show for a long time, but Jay Noon, I don't think that you've given an opinion on Trump. You're a relatively new host.
I haven't.
So go ahead.
So my opinion on Trump is, I was in Trump country for 2 years. I was hanging out with all the jihadist Republicans out there in Colorado, the farmers. They take semi-trailers and park them by the interstates and put these $2,000 Trump paint jobs on them. So much they love it. No, it's insane. And these guys think Trump's going to save the world. But my opinion is if Trump is really going to, like, do something that is good for the people, they will give him the Kennedy treatment. But I am sure that Trump is just another puppet, just like the rest of them. I'm sure he's going to fall in line. Anyways, it doesn't really matter because the way I look at it is like the presidential administration is imagined as a school bus, and the president is not driving it. He's sitting somewhere in the middle or even on the back. It's all driven by, you know, lobbyists and firms and lawyers and other bureaucrats and people who aren't elected, people we don't know.
The Bilderbergs.
Sure, shadow government, whatever you want to call it. But I don't really think that the president has actual any power whatsoever. He's essentially just a puppet as far as I'm concerned. It really don't matter who he is. And then, you know, you got a guy like Kennedy, who did his executive order 11110, and then all of a sudden, you know, and he gets shot. And there was all kinds of other things that Kennedy did that was very much anti.
Now, what was this executive order? I'm just curious. You threw out a number, but I don't know what that is.
Executive order 11110, if you Google that, it was.
To have the Treasury issue more silver certificates like they had been doing.
It did a handful of things. It stopped the Federal Reserve from issuing money at an interest rate to the United States Corporation. And it also, it did issue Treasury notes. In fact, I have for years collected them notes that said United States note on them. And it had like the blue ink on it. It was issued by the Treasury, not the Federal Reserve. And they came out shortly after Kennedy did that executive order.
So he, by doing that executive order, essentially undermined the banking cartel?
Absolutely.
And they didn't like that.
So in my opinion, Trump's just another puppet. And if he's not a puppet, he'll be dealt with as far as I'm concerned.
Dale, what do you think?
I'm sort of for Trump, you know, build that wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right.
Well, what about draining the swamp?
I haven't heard of that. Can you explain to me what that is?
Well, that was one of Trump's slogans during his entire campaign was drain the swamp. But now apparently Newt Gingrich is saying that Donald Trump never wanted to drain the swamp and is now, quote, knee deep in alligators.
What does that mean?
He surrounded himself with so many establishment people.
Oh,
to where Trump is now in the middle of the swamp.
The supposed anti-establishment candidate has appointed a bunch of establishment people.
Yeah, he appointed Rince Priebus, who had been the chair of the GOP, as one of his top executives. And all of these...
The good old boys are back.
All of these establishment Republicans are now in the Trump administration, and Trump wanted people to believe that he was some anti-establishment person.
Yeah.
But when I was telling everybody he's not anti-establishment, he's been in politics most of his life, people were like, no, he's not.
Dale, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Another thing. Do you think they will legalize marijuana anytime soon?
Well, that's a great question.
Who will?
Well, first of all, we know that in several states it has been legalized.
That's why I'm asking who.
He's probably talking about the feds.
You talking about national, Dale?
Yes.
Thanks for the call tonight. We'll address that here. So, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, Trump himself, obviously, and being in the entertainment industry, is certainly probably no stranger to marijuana use. I mean, he claims that he doesn't do drugs.
He also claims that he doesn't drink, but then there was somebody that found an article where he was telling somebody about how good a certain alcoholic beverage was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it the one that he had? Didn't he have, like, some sort of Trump vodka or something like that? At one point?
I think he did. I don't know if that was the thing, but...
So, I mean, I think that his appointees do not appear to be in favor of ending the war on drugs, from what I've heard. I've heard he's appointed some real drug warriors to roles like Attorney General and so on and so forth. So I wouldn't get my hopes up real bad, but on the other hand, they're already now, what do we have, eight states where...
Plus the District of Criminals.
Yeah, where it's legal to have cannabis for recreational purposes, and
now
it's going to be hard to put that cat back in the bag.
In D.C., you cannot legally purchase cannabis.
But you can have it.
You can have it, and you can gift someone.
Right.
Up to, I think it's an ounce.
The thing I like about D.C.'s situation is because it's not legalized fully, meaning that you can't buy it in a store.
It's not taxed and regulated.
Right. That's what I like about it is, of all places, Washington, D.C., you would expect they would have some sort of scheme.
Do you know why they don't have a tax and regulate?
Because
it went through by ballot initiative, and in D.C., ballot initiatives cannot create new forms of taxation or new regulations.
Cool.
Sweet.
And that's something that I've been trying to get the so-called Liberty reps in New Hampshire to understand, that you can do a ballot initiative and limit the scope, but
In New Hampshire, you can't do a ballot initiative.
I'm trying to get Liberty reps to introduce legislation to allow us to do ballot initiatives.
But to make it so you can only repeal, not add new programs, right?
Correct.
Right.
But then they say, well, that's just too difficult and not going to do it.
That's too bad.
The real problem with legalization on a federal level is as long as there's tremendous profit in it being illegal, which it is, there's a lot of income harvested through the criminal justice system.
Yep.
Literally.
And the DEA, even one of their people that called themselves the propaganda czar, was quoted not too long ago saying that, we know it's not dangerous, but it's our cash cow.
And the problem with anything on a federal level is there's so little money is needed literally in the scope of things to keep things the status quo on a federal level to where, like, the states, for example, it takes a tremendous amount of more money to lobby all the states than it does just the federal government. That's one thing I really like about New Hampshire is the fact that we have, 400 some odd representatives to, 1.3 something million people or whatever. I don't know the exact numbers, to where you got states like New York, where there's, 20 times the population or whatever, or 15 times the population, but there's, like, less than 100 representatives. So in New York, the lobbyists have this easy buying power. They only need to lobby, less than 100 representatives or whatever it is to control the lives of, like, 15 or 14 or 20 million people or whatever it is. And to New York, New Hampshire, it's, all these places that bounce around. New Hampshire is very expensive to buy legislation in New Hampshire compared to how many people you're going to affect.
Right. Because there's so many state reps, and most of them are not attorneys, which is a good thing to have just average people
up there. Absolutely.
Now, Daryl, you're doing libertylobby.info. It's your new lobbying firm, and hopefully you'll be able to get... Well, it's too late to introduce legislation for this season anyway, right? Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So you're already thinking about next year is the idea?
Always.
You got plenty of time, too. We're going to continue. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. whatever's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up late February, you can join Free Talk Live at the Anarcapulco, the third annual Anarcapulco, in Acapulco, Mexico, at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. It's February 25th through the 28th. It'll feature hundreds of principled anarchists. We'll be sharing ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers, including Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Adam Kokesh, Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, Jeff Berwick, and more. They will be discussing investments, entrepreneurship, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You can join us there. We're going to be broadcasting from the event. It's happening February 25th through the 28th at, again, the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Go to anarcapulco.com. That's anarcapulco.com to get your tickets. As we go all the way over to where it is now Thursday, he's calling from the future. Mustafa is on the line in Sierra Leone, calling from Freetown on Skype. Hey, Mustafa.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you guys?
Hey, good morning. What time is it there right now? About 1:30?
It's 1:21 a.m.
Yeah, about 1:30, 1:20 in the morning. So welcome back to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, you know, I've been sending my connection, my links and what I'm doing, but a huge amount of challenges because, you know, we are heading to the Christmas holiday, mm-hmm. and we want to come up with a marathon race where we want to see how we can get some youth involved. As you know, we have most of the shock in the country, especially the economic situation. So what happened? We want to see how we can get some of the youths for them to, you know.
You want to get youths involved? You want to get youths in Sierra Leone involved in what? The Liberty Group that you have? Or what are you trying to get them involved in?
No. We want them to undertake a Christmas marathon race.
I couldn't make out that word. Christmas what?
A Christmas marathon. Marathon. It's an athletics marathon race.
A marathon.
Marathon? Yeah. Running?
Yeah, running. We want to see how we can make them run because, you know, some of them have some shock in their mind, especially the economy situation. So we want them to run at a far distance. So, like, you know, there is some amount that will be given to the first, second, and the third person. So, you know, that is what we want to come up with. But, like, you know, the challenges are many. So we want to see how we can sell some of our athletes down here for people over there to know that we have a very good talent when it comes to athletics.
When it comes to athletics, okay. So so what's the benefit of doing this besides, you know, people getting a little bit of exercise? Is there a larger purpose?
Yeah, the benefits, like, you know, exercise is a very, very good thing, you know, and at the same time, we have millions of people now dying of you know, diabetes and stuff like that.
Diabetes.
And we have most of our diabetes, and most of the people here down here, they are not doing exercise, especially the youth. And then people hold before time because, like, the economic situation get make their faces more worse, and you know what, the situation become more worse in, and many faces in the country is not good to watch.
Now, here in the United States, sorry to interrupt, but we were actually just talking last night about this, that here in the United States and a lot of countries that are more wealthy, the problem with young people is that they tend to spend too much time on their devices, you know, these smartphones, tablets, computers. We were talking with you on one of your previous calls that it's very uncommon for anyone to even have a laptop there. So, you know, if they're not actually getting exercise, because generally the idea of young people is they're likely to go outside and exercise if they don't have all these video games or devices to be using. So why is it that they're not getting much exercise there in Sierra Leone where, you know, what are young people doing rather than getting outside, because they presumably don't have the same access to internet and devices that young people in America do? What do they do?
Well, you know, young people in Sierra Leone, you know, they always hang in a different coffee spots bar. It's like taking attire. There is a one coffee called attire I think it is made in China. So most of them are drinking that one with a groundnut and also a tea leaf. So like Limtom. So like most of them hanging around in those places.
So they're hanging out. So like, you know, like we had back in the 1980s and the 90s, teenagers in the United States were known to hang out at the mall. And so they're hanging out at the coffee shops there in Sierra Leone, in Freetown, which is the capital.
Yeah. Gotcha. That is what. Always hanging around and maybe blasting for government or even talking about the way how things is going, you know. So, like, no movement because, like, politicians keep on stuck them and then they leave them now when election time is very close. They will just use them. So, always that is the problem. So, like, we want to see how we can take their attention and said, no, my brothers, you have to come and see how you can do some exercise so we can, you know, see how we can sell your talent. Because the problem is, like, we have huge amount of talent in Africa. But what happened? The support is not there. So what happened? Talent died. And that is what has happened, even to many, many athletes and even in the football and other stuff. So, like, those things usually happen. So, like, we want to see how we can do a distance, like, 13 miles.
13 miles.
Marathon race.
Is that a typical marathon?
13 miles is a half marathon.
That's a half a marathon.
And I'm actually doing one in May.
Wow. That's a long run. I mean, that's what, about 8 minutes a mile if you're pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a long run.
Yeah, we want to do it in the peninsula. So, like, we have already contacted the police for them to give you a very good, and we want to do the heart checkup. Maybe tomorrow we want to get a few doctors that will do the heart checkup because...
A checkup? Are you saying health? Are you saying a health checkup? Was that the word you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, health checkup. Because
sometimes there is a language barrier. I, you know, forgive me, I do have to ask sometimes to have you repeat stuff. But, so you're trying to raise some money to, you know, give a cash prize out to the winners, is that right, or trophies or something?
Yeah. That is what we want to do. We want to see how we can, you know, give them a
gift certificate to the coffee shop. They'll love that. Hey, Mustafa, good luck. Folks can find you over at SLLG, the Sierra Leone Liberty Group. I believe it's SLLG.info, is that right?
Yeah, that's the information.
All right. And I got something I'd like to throw out there for Mustafa. Hey, Mustafa, this is Jay. You know, we've been chatting for a while, a couple of years now, and sounds like there's an epidemic of diabetes going on there in Sierra Leone, and I would really like you to kind of look into what are these people consuming for a diet, you know, hydrogenated oils. There's a radio show I listen to in Colorado where they were basically a health show, and they were talking about that. Crisco is literally diabetes in a bottle. Hmm. So you got people consuming a lot of fried foods and stuff and consuming margarine and these, like, fake fats. This is really a huge key to this diabetes epidemic. So keep that in mind as you're working on this because I know you're a good man and you're trying hard out there.
Mustafa, thank you for your call tonight. Good luck and appreciate it. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, wherever you are in the world, we're here and we got plenty of time for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
How about a free Libertarian Party membership? If you've been disappointed, as I have, in the direction that the Libertarian Party nationally has taken over the last decade, and you know, not so pleased with their lack of principle as far as their political candidates go at the national level, then the one way that you'll have an effect on the future of the Libertarian Party is to join the party and make a difference from within. You can do that by going to lp.org/FTL. We got a free membership for Free Talk Live listeners. That takes you right to the right page on their website. You do have to use a lowercase, by the way, when you do the FTL. lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for a free year-long membership in the National Libertarian Party. So we've been discussing Venezuela sort of on and off throughout the show, a lot in the first hour of the program, where the details are coming out on what the excuse is. Why is it that the Venezuelan government has demanded that the people of Venezuela turn in their 100 Bolivar notes which amount to about 77% of the bolivars in circulation in Venezuela. So we're talking about people turning in the equivalent of whatever the most circulated bill is. Like, you know, imagine if the $20 bill was the highest bill that we had, the highest denomination that we had in the United States, and that it was the majority of the bills in your savings, in your, you know, your wallet, in a safe or buried out back of your house or wherever it is you would store it. Because a lot of people in Venezuela did not put their money into the banks. So they've got all this money stored under their mattress or whatever, wherever it is they store it. And then all of a sudden the government says, well, you've got 3 days to turn every single one of those $20 bills in.
I don't even have a bank account.
Yeah, well, that would be a problem. And that's something that I brought up before, was what happens to the unbanked? How are the unbanked supposed to handle this situation? I guess
Bitcoin.
Well, they could get Bitcoin. Bitcoin is, in my opinion, the real solution for the people of Venezuela. Yes. And we can get into that here. But I guess one workaround would be, if you know someone with a bank account, you could go to them and have them turn them in for you, and then they could owe you the money, or they could give you the, you know.
But that's going to be tough on that guy, because he's going, oh, I don't report all this money and taxes.
Well, that's another good point, because there was actually a limitation on how many of the notes that they could turn in at any given time. So if you showed up with a truckload of 100 Bolivar notes, they would say, whoa, no regular person would have this much money in savings. You must be a drug dealer or something like that. And they just wouldn't accept that money. So, yeah, you wouldn't be able to turn in over a certain amount. What that arbitrary number was, I don't know. But there's an interesting piece over at Forbes.com by Tim Warstall about Venezuela's economic conspiracy theories. The claim that we heard originally was that it had something to do with mafias, but there really wasn't much more detail about, you know, what the claim was about the supposed mafias. Well, now they're saying that, according to, you know, some government bureaucrat over there, that they're claiming that more than 300 million of Venezuela's highest denomination banknotes have been ferried out of the country in recent months. The claim is huge stacks of 100 Bolivar bills now sit in warehouses throughout Central and Eastern Europe, Poland, Ukraine, Switzerland, Germany, the Czech Republic, Macedonia, all part of a devious plot hatched by the U.S. Treasury Department. This is a quote, by the way, from the Washington Post. Working through local non-governmental organizations and local mafia syndicates, the plotters have spirited the actual physical banknotes first to land to neighboring Colombia, or first by land to neighboring Colombia, and then later by air to Europe in an ambitious bid to overthrow Venezuela's socialist government by choking off the supply of paper money.
Why take it all the way to Europe? It would be a hell of a lot cheaper to wind up, you know, getting it to the U.S.
Well, why even take it anywhere?
Somewhere in the Caribbean, go up into Panama.
Yeah, but why even take it anywhere? I mean,
it's just a lame excuse.
Of course it's a lame excuse, because it's so easy to poke holes in it. If they want to take it out of circulation, throw it into a fire. Then you don't have to pay to ship it across, you know, an ocean, which they haven't done. That's just, you know, they're making this crap up.
But it's worth more as wallpaper and collector values than it is as currency in Venezuela. That's right. Why you take it somewhere, so that you can get something for it.
The notes can't be destroyed because Americans have offered to pay dollars for them to their proxies, but only once the government has actually been overthrown. Again, this is the conspiracy theory about what's supposedly going on. According to the more pro-government source for news, Telesur, their explanation is, quote, the Venezuelan head of state explained earlier this week that on the border with Colombia, the exchange authority is not the bank of the Colombian Republic, but that exchange houses are in the hands of mafias linked to the ultra-right in Venezuela, who have established a manipulation of the bolivar. Maduro said that international mafias, through a non-governmental organization contracted by the U.S. Treasury Department, have led an attack to leave Venezuela without currency.
For what purpose?
What? I mean,
to overthrow the government of Venezuela, because
the government of Venezuela is going to overthrow itself.
It's consuming itself. But, it's done.
But they want to blame the U.S. government in the same way that the North Korean government frequently blames the U.S. government for their power outages. They'll claim that the reason why there are rolling blackouts in North Korea is because they're being attacked by the imperial government of the United States. So it's not because of the failure of communism is why they're having power failures. It's because of the U.S. intervention.
And you're just in on it. Because how do we know that the U.S. government isn't hacking the power supply in North Korea?
Well, indeed, you wouldn't.
I doubt it's even hackable. Is it even any internet there?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah, there's not much in the way of internet. That's
you know,
true.
The diesel generator runs out of fuel or something. That's what's happening.
Speaking of the internet in North Korea, Ian, you're actually the one that pointed me to this Vice documentary.
Mm, which one? There's three of them from Vice that I've seen.
The one where they had the computer lab and they showed some guy on North Korean Google and he was just moving his mouse around the page and not clicking anything and not typing any words. He was just moving his mouse around the page.
Yeah. That happened.
Yeah.
And they had a whole room full of people.
North Korean internet.
Yeah, they had a whole room full of people. It was an obvious setup for the cameras. They had brought these people into this room, and they were trying to act like this was a computer class, and that they were using the internet. And they only had one person that the media was allowed to speak with. And even this person barely seemed to know what they were doing. This was the person who was moving their mouse around or whatever, I think.
No. No, they weren't supposed to film anything other than the guy that was, you know, like the computer scientist in North Korea. But they just zoomed in and got a close up of some guy
see what they were doing.
Computer screen while they weren't supposed to.
Thanks for refreshing my memory on that. It's been a while since I've seen it. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they don't have any semblance of internet. You're absolutely right about that, Jay. Let's continue your calls and thoughts here. More on Venezuela's conspiracy theories here in moments. We've got Craig. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay, and Daryl. Hello, Craig.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I spoke to you guys last week, you know, about libertarianism and one of my thoughts I had or a question I have for you guys is why doesn't libertarianism appeal to women more than what it does? It seems like it's predominantly something that men have an appeal for. And am I wrong in believing that?
I think you are wrong. So I've been involved in this movement literally my entire life. My father brought me into this, and even when I was a kid, there was a lot of older women there, and now and past few years, like 10 years ago, at a lot of these events, it seemed like it was mostly dudes, mostly guys. There wasn't too many women. I was in Colorado for 2 years, and at a lot of the Liberty events around Denver and Boulder that I attended, it was almost 50-50 with the women there, and the median age was like 28, 30. So that was pretty cool. Out here, I've noticed a lot of the women seem to be older, but there's definitely a lot of women involved, and not as much as men, but there is a lot of women.
But it's like that across politics in general, to where it's, you know, by and large, men that get active in politics.
Well, let's talk further about this, because I think it's an interesting question, and depending on where you are, the numbers are probably different. 855-450.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly-flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Somabiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Somabiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Somabiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You don't have to get health insurance. Yeah, the government's trying to shove it down your throat, but you don't have to follow their orders. There are other options, and one of them is HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you freedom from health insurance. And you can also get a proactive health assessment daily from them, as well as no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, they'll give you a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and the price. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com to learn more. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Craig in California has called in with one of the oldest and, I would say, more important questions about the Liberty Movement is, where are the women? Now, Craig, what led you to ask that question in the first place? Because Jay's response was, yeah. Well, you know, his experience has been recently, at least, that out in Colorado it was like 50-50 at some of the events. You've seen a fairly good portions here. You saw a third at a recent meeting in New Hampshire, and you've seen as much as, what, 40%, would you say, at some?
I went to the thing at the, you know, the Quill there a couple of weeks ago, and I would say it was probably maybe one-third, 40% women there.
So, yep. Craig, why did you ask the question? What have you observed?
Well, that's my perception, you know, with respect to stuff I see on the Internet and shows like yours, which is, you know, predominantly male. And, you know, I'm out here on the left coast, so, you know, the women are pretty well indoctrinated into, you know, leftism. You know, socialism, whatever you want to call it. So you're not going to see a lot of liberty-minded people, particularly female. And, you know, it's something we had talked about last week, or I had talked about, was having the liberty movement appeal to a broader spectrum of people. And obviously you have to have women on board as much as men. And it's just been my perception that it's not so much women as it is men. And, yeah, I have my theories on that. Maybe I'm wrong with my perception.
I don't think you're wrong with that perception at all. So I'm going to differ with Jay on this one. I'm going to agree with Jay that I think that it's been shifting here in New Hampshire towards a more equal distribution between men and women. But it's in certainly here in Keene, it's heavily male as far as the Liberty community is concerned here. That's not so much the case in Manchester, where I would say it's a better distribution there. A lot of the women seem to sort of come along with a man when they come to New Hampshire, when the move, you know, the move happens. There aren't a lot of single women that move up here, at least from what I've seen thus far. If you go to the average Libertarian Party meeting, when I was down in Florida, you know, it's been 15 years since, 10 years since I've lived down there, and 15 years since I was really active with the Libertarian Party. There was maybe one female in a party of 10 males. I remember, Daryl, when you and I went to the old Libertarian Party meetings a few years ago here, right, not too long after you'd moved here. This was before you took over as chairman. This was a couple of years before that. I was predicting, when we were driving up, I was predicting, well, let's take bets. How many of the attendees, first of all, how many attendees will there be? But of the attendees, how many, what percentage will be women? And I think I predicted 10%. And we were pretty darn close to that prediction. So, you know, it depends on the circumstance. It depends on the event. Obviously, women are going to be attracted. I mean, this is a general statement, right? Some women are into guns. Right. Some women are into whatever. But, you know, more women are probably going to be attracted to things that have more of an effect on a family. So, like, homeschooling legislation, for instance, might be more likely to appeal to females. So there are definitely some issues that, you know, women would care about a lot and that would, I think, resonate with them. I think that maybe one of the reasons why that we don't have as many, it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy in that, you know, we started with mostly men, and maybe men aren't the best at communicating the ideas of liberty to women. Maybe more women are better at communicating to women.
On that note, you know, women appealing to women, you know, I was thinking to myself as I was waiting on hold, you know, it'd be nice to have you guys interview some of what I think are prominent women in the liberty movement, like Josie Wells, or I don't know if you've, I've never heard you talk about Gloria Alvarez, who's look her up. There's quite the liberty movement going on in Latin America right now. And she's out of Guatemala, and I think she has a radio show, if I'm not mistaken. She's bilingual, very attractive girl, which always helps, but helps guys like me, she's somebody that you might want to look up and research a bit, because there's quite the movement going on in Latin America, despite what you're talking about with regard to Venezuela. Anyway, she would be indicative of
We've
that.
Actually had Josie on the show before. Actually, I think she sat in here as a guest co-host a couple of times. But
I missed those.
So one of the other problems, I think, and, you know, I don't know if somebody's going to want to string me up for this, but from what I've seen, the biggest enemy to women in the liberty movement is women in the liberty movement. I mean, I've seen them fight and fight and fight. And it's not a women in the liberty movement thing. It's just a women thing that I've experienced in my life. Is they seem to hate each other. And I don't know if that's, you know, I think it's true across the board, but, man, they do
seem to
hate each
other. Part of it is, women like attention. Everybody likes attention, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, if you're getting a large amount of attention, you don't want that divided by
somebody else
coming
showing
along.
Up.
So that is something that I've seen, and I've mm-hmm. actually
okay, so it's not
had
just me,
female
then.
Friends post on Facebook about, you know, women in certain areas being catty. But something else is you've got some guys that, you know, they don't really know how to talk to women, and they kind of scare them off.
Autistic males are a problem. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And the liberty movement is littered with them. So I think there are a number of different factors in play here.
Another thing you'll find is when I was growing up, a lot of times, you know, my dad would go to these free man things, liberty stuff. And my mom, she couldn't go because she had to watch us kids. She stayed home with us kids. So I think a lot of times it seems to be the husbands who are going out and, you know, they're doing this stuff and motivated by this stuff. And there's the woman behind the scene that a lot of people just, they don't know about, they don't see. You know, at like these meetings and gatherings and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, do you guys want to add anything else into this discussion? I think we've thrown out a few possible reasons. I don't know if we've given any real good solutions to the problem. I think it's just something that we got to solve, better at communicating.
Check out Gloria Alvarez. I think you'll find her appealing to you guys.
Thank you,
Craig. Real quick.
Yes.
Last week you asked me a question about Cal Exit. And I really didn't have much to say about it. And I wanted you guys, your opinion on the whole idea of California.
Oh, yeah. Secession. Do it. Do it now.
Let all the things secede.
Yeah.
All of them.
Let them go, man. I hope, I don't know who's going to go first, but somebody's got to leave this union first. And I don't care if it's Vermont, California, Hawaii, Texas, New Hampshire. If California is going to be the first, then that's right on. I mean, I support secession anywhere,
then
anytime.
Where does that leave me? You know, I mean,
not my problem.
It's a bunch of communists out here. So,
hey, you're the one who wants to stay there. That's, you know.
Oh, I'm not leaving. I'm going.
You got your priorities.
Well, then you wanted to surf, and you know that's where the surf's up, dude.
Yeah. I've been working too much lately to get as much as I should, but anyway.
Well, the ocean will always be there. That's one thing you can count on.
Until California breaks off into the ocean, and then the beach will be, you know, on like the Nevada border.
Hey, Craig, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Would the socialism in California get worse after a secession? Quite possibly.
And when it comes to secession, what people got to understand is the states themselves are actually their own nations organically to begin with. Like my friend Chris Gronsky talks about the nation of New Hampshire or the New Hampshire nation. He actually does his whole speech on in class on state citizen versus U.S. citizen, and he gets into how the states are their own nations. I mean, each state, if you even look at a map, look at a globe, most globes show all the states within the union of states different colors. But when you look at, like, Canada and Mexico, that them whole countries are all the same color. So each state's like a different color even on a globe. It even depicts that they are their own nations. They each have their own secretary or state. Each state is actually recognized by the United Nations as its own nation.
Really?
So, absolutely, yeah. Chris Gronsky gets into this pretty good in his class, and he's got all the court stuff on it and the statutes and the laws. He's very thorough about it.
So are the different states of Mexico and the states of Brazil recognized by the U.S.?
No, they're not, because they're not really states. They're provinces, from what I understand, just like different provinces in Canada. But the United States that we're all talking about, this union, is literally just a corporation. And like the state of New Hampshire was actually created as a corporation in 1868. And the United States Corporation was created in 1864. So I'm going to really get into this New Hampshire exit stuff and New Hampshire because we got to understand how to exit.
I want to know what the best path is to get out of this thing. If you've got any ideas, we can talk about that coming up here. 855-450-FREE. We got plenty of time for you, too. Coming up, Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.